A lovely way to roll into our Wednesday morning here on KPR. Bach's Sheep May Safely Graze, the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra. Hi there, I'm Destiny. I hope you are all having a great midweek. It's the midweek Wednesday indeed, and I'm in a Baroque mood this hour. I've got a Parisian quartet by Telemann with a flute that I haven't heard in a while on KPR, so I'm excited for that. That's coming up at around 9:35. I've got some Handel coming up too. And speaking of old, beautiful music, by the way, support for classical music on KPR comes from the Te Deum Choir, presenting Forbidden Music of Solomon Rossi, February 21st at Visitation Parish and 22nd at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Tickets and details at te-deum.org and the University of Kansas. Working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Info about KU research is at ku.edu. All righty. Sir Thomas Beecham took a lot of Handel's music and made beautiful suites out of it. We are, oopsie daisy. Wow, look at that. It already started. I pressed the wrong button. Announcer fail. It's all right. Sir Thomas Beecham, as I was saying, took a lot of Handel's music and made it into gorgeous, shall we say, pastiches of the finest melodies and dance movements. And I was just so excited to play this one that I couldn't help myself and it started. This is the Faithful Shepherd Suite from 1712 from Handel. Yehudi Menuhin is conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. We're going to listen to it now for real this time. On Kansas Public Radio. The Faithful Shepherd Suite here on KPR from 1712 by Handel with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And Yehudi Menuhin conducting. I've got some Telemann coming up here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Te Deum Choir, presenting Forbidden Music of Solomon Rossi, February 21st at Visitation Parish, and the 22nd at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Tickets and details at te-deum.org. And support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. All right, the Parisian Quartet, number 12 by Telemann for flute. This features, well, he's Dutch, so Wilbert Hazelzet with his trio that has a French name, Trio Sonnerie, which I believe means ringtone, which is rather creative. So let's take a listen. The Parisian Quartet, right now on KPR by Telemann. Enjoy. The Parisian Quartet, number 12 by Telemann, here on Kansas Public Radio. Trio Sonnerie playing it with Wilbert Hazelzet on flute. I'm Destiny. You're listening to KPR. It is 52 degrees out today. We're going up to the 60s again. I can't believe it's winter. Wow. What can I say? I will have some more fun music next hour, too, so don't you go anywhere. Keep listening right here to Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon, host of the Retro Cocktail Hour. The show is 30 years old, and we're going to just go to kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, or KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Halliburton, Susanna, Joannis, and Jeff Stoles. Free at the Lawrence Public Library, March 11th at 6 p.m. And support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Thursday, March 5th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Beethoven, Haydn, and Mendelssohn next hour. Don't go anywhere. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Cole. Continues. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. A very dramatic opening to this hour here on KPR, Beethoven's Coriolan Overture with Carlo Maria Giulini and La Scala Philharmonic. Hi there, I am Destiny. Hope you're all doing well on this Wednesday of the midweek. We're about at 56 degrees, it's sunny out, not as windy as yesterday, and I'm glad the sun is shining. Who else makes the sun shine but Haydn and Mendelssohn? Music from both of them coming up. I've got this really lovely Haydn serenade that we're about to listen to. And next hour, some music that will make you burst out laughing or run away. I'm not sure which one it is. It's pretty great, though. For now, music that won't make you run away. Haydn's string quartet called The Serenade. I have the Berlin Philharmonia Quartet. It is right now on KPR. A lovely Haydn serenade, literally called Serenade, a string quartet here on KPR, the Berlin Philharmonia Quartet. I am Destiny, and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Some laugh out loud music next hour. Don't go anywhere. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Ravel Saturday, a performance created by Alice Wiley Pickett for actors, singers, and orchestra, exploring the world of Maurice Ravel. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. All righty, I've got a piano quartet now. We get to listen to a little piano and strings. This is number 3 by Mendelssohn. I hope you enjoy listening to it. The group is called Domus, right now on KPR. Mendelssohn's Piano Quartet number 3 here on Kansas Public Radio. Very dramatic. Wow. By the group Domus. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me this hour. Next hour, music that will make you burst out laughing and music that is very sunshiny. I'll be joined by Navo's artistic director, Veronique. That will be a lot of fun, so don't go anywhere. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information is at reader.ku.edu. And you have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. Please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor, or you can visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Go to kansaspublicradio.org.
Daryl always knows how to throw a good party. Oh, wow. I'm already in the retro cocktail hour spirit, it seems. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. If you're a fan of Schubert and his Death and the Maiden Quartet, Something with a Twist is opening next hour. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be having lots of fun here on Kansas Public Radio.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg takes the witness stand today in California in a state court trial over whether social media companies are legally responsible for young people's addiction to their products. In Meta's case, platforms such as Instagram and Facebook are under scrutiny. NPR's Bobby Allen reports on the proceedings in Los Angeles.
The trial so far has focused on whether Meta's Instagram and Google's YouTube should be considered defective products for unleashing into the world all sorts of features that we all know by now, like infinite scroll, you keep scrolling, auto-playing features, being able to like posts. So the lawyers battling the tech companies say the apps are like digital casinos. They argue that Instagram and YouTube affect kids' brains no differently than a slot machine.
NPR's Bobby Allen. Billionaire Les Wexner, founder of L Brands, is being deposed in Ohio today about his close relationship with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The 88-year-old's name appears more than 1,000 times in the reams of documents the Justice Department released on Epstein. Wexner denies he knew anything about the wealthy financier's sex crimes involving the sexual abuse of children and rape. The Food and Drug Administration's reversing course and will consider approving Moderna's experimental flu shot after all, the decision coming a little more than a week after the agency refused to review the jab. Here's NPR's Sydney Lupkin.
The FDA rattled the biotech industry when it said it wouldn't even look at Moderna's application to market the first mRNA flu shot. Moderna used its mRNA technology to swiftly create and manufacture its COVID-19 shot during the pandemic. The company wants to use the same technology to make a flu vaccine. Initially, the FDA said it wouldn't review the new shot because the company didn't compare it to a high-dose flu vaccine in older people. Now, Moderna says it will take an age-based approach and agreed to add a confirmatory study after marketing begins that will focus on older adults. The company says the new vaccine would be ready for the next flu season, pending FDA approval. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Today is Ash Wednesday, when many Christians begin to observe the season of Lent. NPR's Jason DeRose reports the National Council of Churches is launching a new prayer campaign.
The campaign is called Deliver Us from Evil, which is a phrase from the Lord's Prayer as described in the Gospel of Matthew. The campaign asks participants to wear black on Ash Wednesday as a visible sign of witness and unity, to pray daily at noon throughout Lent, and to post photos of themselves on social media with a sign saying, Deliver Us from Evil. The largely progressive National Council of Churches represents more than 30 million Christians from 37 different denominations. It's calling on people of faith to, quote, raise their prophetic voices for justice, compassion, and protection of the vulnerable. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at progressivecommercial.com. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. A royal fanfare by Josquin des Prez here on KPR for my dear friend and colleague, Véronique of Nava, who is here, and you will hear just a little bit from her after we listen to something really, really interesting. that she'll be playing soon. This is Kansas Public Radio, and I am Destiny. And if you've ever heard Schubert's Death and the Maiden String Quartet, you will really like this. This is called A Letter from the Afterlife by Danuk Widjuratne, and it features quotes from that music, and it's pretty epic. We are going to take a listen to just one of them right now. It's two pop songs on antique poems. I hope you like listening to it now on KPR. Ah, isn't that a neat thing to listen to? A Letter from the Afterlife by Danuk Widjuratne here on Kansas Public Radio. Amazing. You can actually hear that music live and in person, played by yours truly, me, and my buddy and colleague, Veronique Mathieu of Navo. She is joining me in studio to tell us about this live music concert. You all know how much I love live music and encourage you to come out and hear it. Hi, Veronique. How are you?
Good. How are you, Destiny?
I'm good. Tell us a little bit. Well, first, tell us about the concert, when and where and how people can attend.
Absolutely. So the concert you're talking about is Navo Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Shach Sadikov. And the concert is this Saturday, February 21 at 7:30 p.m. in Overland Park at Autonomous Lutheran Church on Metcalf. The concert, believe it or not, is free to attend. Admission is free to everyone, and people can RSVP for a free seat on our website at navoarts.com.
So Navo, NAVO arts.com.
Correct.
Got it. And as I remember from rehearsing there, there is ample parking, which people care about.
Yes, yes. And it's the building is very accessible. There's a ramp. It's very comfortable to sit there. The sanctuary has a lot of seating. If you want to have your personal space, sit in the back, bring your kids, be close to the door.
There's even a nursery area in there for kids, too.
That's nice. Yeah, it's a very welcoming and inclusive space.
Awesome. Well, I was teasing our audience about music that would make them laugh out loud. It's something that we are going to listen to next, and also one of my favorite Schubert symphonies, which we'll talk about in a minute too. But this Schnitke, people hear that and they think, oh my goodness, what is that? Well, it's Mozart a la Haydn. First, though, I should probably let you tell us about the composer Widjuratne, who we just heard, and then we'll talk about the laugh out loud music, the Schnitke. So what can you tell us about Widjuratne?
So Widjuratne is a Sri Lankan Canadian composer who is still writing music today. He's a young up-and-coming composer, pianist, and conductor, and he is a really interesting composer who likes to blend different styles of music. So you probably picked up on that while listening to the quartet. He likes to blend classical tradition, some world music. There's some influence of jazz and improvisation. And the piece you just heard was performed by a string quartet. And a few years ago, Danuk realized how successful this piece had been, and he rearranged it for string orchestra. So what you will hear on Saturday is this new string orchestra version of this work, both pieces, A Letter from the Afterlife and I Will Not Let Thee Go, that is inspired by a poem by Robert Bridges. And this piece won the 2016 Juno Award for Classical Composition of the Year.
Wow.
So it has received a lot of success.
Yeah, it's really fun to listen to and to play. So I'm excited for that. And the Schnitke, I'm playing, dear audience, just an excerpt of it because it's really an experience. You have to see it visually to really, really get it. It's funny, Veronique and I are actually the soloists, and we'll be standing in the front, and many of the orchestra members are standing too. And it's funny because the orchestra members, well, they get to be really annoyed about comical classical music things that happen, all the jokes that we wish we could make. They run away from the stage. They make strange sounds. It's just a huge spoof on some of Mozart's works and writing. What do you think, Veronique? Did I aptly describe it?
Yeah, I think it's a really fun work. And just like Widjuratne quotes some Schubert music, so Schnitke quotes some music by Haydn and by Mozart. So this is how all the pieces of the program really tie together around the theme of classical period, classical music. So Schnittke, as you mentioned, really likes surprises, and he also mixes different styles, and there are lots of surprises in the music. So we are hoping to play with the lighting a little bit, and as you said, there will be some movement on stage, so there's a bit of a visual show going on. I think a lot of unexpected moments and surprises, and I think everyone will really enjoy that piece.
Well, why don't we listen to that now, and then we'll come back and talk about the Schubert after that. So this is starting after one of those surprising moments, and pay attention to the very end, folks. The biggest moment of my entire life and career is when I get to tune my instrument purposely out of tune at the concert. It's my favorite part. Okay. This is the Schnittke Mozart a la Haydn on KPR. Ah, ha, ha, ha. That's so funny. Here on Kansas Public Radio, an excerpt from Schnittke's Mozart a la Haydn. Did you hear that lovely solo at the end? Yes, I get to play that on Saturday. My whole life is made thanks to Veronique of Navo, who is in studio with me. And, you know, I love playing music on the radio, but folks, going to concerts and just witnessing the music live is such a special and unique experience. And especially this concert, you know, what I really love about Navo's mission and what you guys do, you really try to serve the community with music that people know and recognize, but also at the same time, really interesting things for people to discover, like the Wijeratne. And I don't know how many people know that Schnittke. That's pretty funny. But I do know most people probably will recognize this Schubert symphony. It's like a ray of sunshine. Yes, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's a really, yeah, as you said, a really sunny piece. It sounds like spring.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which it feels like spring outside.
Totally.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so I want to remind people it's Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran, which is in Overland Park. That's off Metcalf, and there's a parking lot with ample parking, mm-hmm. a beautiful sanctuary, and it's free. Remind us of the website.
Yeah, so you want to RSVP for your free ticket on navoarts.com, and you can get as many tickets as you'd like, so yeah. Bring your friends. Families are welcome. We love having children.
We do. Kids are so cute.
Yes, and it's a great concert to listen to. For kids, there will be some, as you mentioned, some visual elements.
Yeah.
The music is really upbeat, and the contrast, there's a lot of contrast in between each piece.
Yeah, I would agree. And the Schubert, I really, really, I think is so pretty. It's one of my, I already said that it was one of my favorites, but I just really like it. So, you know, if you've got the winter blues, I would say this concert is something that would definitely cheer you up, because there are some moments that will make you really laugh out loud, and other moments, laugh in a good way, other moments that will make you smile. I just, it's going to be such a fun event. Again, 7:30 p.m. Saturday, the 21st, right? Okay.
Yep.
Can't keep my day straight anymore. Mm-hmm. Atonement Lutheran Church in Overland Park off of Metcalf Avenue. And Veronique, I'm just so delighted to have you here in studio. Is there anything else you would like for our audience to know that I maybe did not appropriately cover?
Oh, I think you've covered everything. And as you mentioned, the Schubert is a fantastic work. I think it's probably one of his most famous symphonies.
Mm.
And it's a really...
The finished one.
He finished it all the way. He wrote it when he was just 19, which is really, well, that will make
What's
you
your 19-year-old doing
bit.
Nowadays?
Yeah. So, yes, I think it's a wonderful work. And as you mentioned, it's an audience favorite that we get to pair with some new discoveries and exciting music that's perhaps some people are not familiar with yet. But
yeah,
we think everyone will have a great time. And thank you so much for having me this morning.
Oh, of course. Thank you. Full disclosure, Veronique and I are good friends, and I am playing this concert, so I am particularly excited about it. And folks, if you want to meet Veronique and me, yours truly, you can come this Saturday. One last time, write it down. If you're driving, don't write it. Just remember, 7:30 p.m., Atonement Lutheran Church in Overland Park. And you can go to navoarts.com to find out all about it. For now, let's listen together to this great Schubert symphony that we were talking about, Symphony No. 5. This recording features Herbert Blumstedt and the San Francisco Symphony right now on KPR. Schubert's Sunshiny Symphony, as I like to call it, Symphony No. 5 here on KPR with Herbert Blumstedt and the San Francisco Symphony. You can hear that live and in person this Saturday. In fact, you can see me playing it with Veronique Mathieu, who was just here of Navo. Like I said, catch it Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Atonement Lutheran in Overland Park, or go to navoarts.com for information. For right now, I'm going to play us a lovely minuet by Beethoven as a little encore to take us out of this hour into the afternoon before Jeff has more music for you. Here we go on KPR. Minuet by Beethoven here on Kansas Public Radio. That was the Budapest Strings playing for you. Many of you probably remember that if you studied the Suzuki repertoire. I seem to be picking quite a few of those this week. I think that one is at the end of book two, maybe. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I had a fun time with you. I'm glad you got to meet Veronique and hear about Navo. I know Jeff Watson is in with more great classical music coming up for you this afternoon. And hey, one of our very own local artists, Colin Halliburton, who's here at KPR, they've got something coming up. Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR. Hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Halliburton, Susanna Joannis, and Jeff Stolz. Free at the Lawrence Public Library. The date on that is March 11th at 6 p.m. And also, tomorrow is Thursday, which means Classics Live at 7 p.m. Lucy Tan, a KPR favorite. Dr. Tan will be playing Beethoven's mysterious 30th piano sonata, plus Schumann's Kreisleriana. So if you love Cordelia, she is still hosting that, and you can catch her Thursday at 7. We do miss Cordelia. All right, let's take a quick listen to see what else is going on here on Kansas Public Radio.
Ramadan begins today in many parts of the world, which means millions of people are fasting.
And of course, fasting is an important part of the month. But Ramadan is also about all the different aspects of being in community, sharing meals, prayer, generosity, reading the Quran.
I'm Elsa Chang. Two new picture books show different ways to observe this holy month. More on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here weekdays starting at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center presenting Peppa Pig, My First Concert, an interactive introduction to live orchestra music, Tuesday, March 10th at 6 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. It's 12:01. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.